may not necessarily reflect those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Communications.
Hi, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's toll free, 888-677-9673. Join the conversation live with Pastor Al. And now, here is your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220 The Word. Hope you'll be able to stick with us. And if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we'd love to hear from you today. The telephone lines are open. You can call toll-free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, and we'll get you on the air here this afternoon with your question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. And let's go ahead and open in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we do want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. Bless the program. Use it for your glory. Help us to point people to Christ through the things that we talk about. And we just pray again that you'd help us to be a blessing and encouragement to those that are searching, have an understanding of the truth, understanding of your word, and to know who you are. Father, we just thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. As I said, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al. I'm Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. Certainly invite you to visit us there. And certainly after the program tonight, one of the things I do is I start getting ready for our Friday night Bible study. And if you like this format of an open-ended Bible study where people can bring questions rather than just sit and listen to a prepared Bible study, and there's nothing wrong with those, but oftentimes it's nice to have an opportunity where you can ask questions freely about whatever you've been thinking about or looking at in the Bible or what's happening in the world. I certainly invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. We meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express located at 5173 Brecksville Road. That's in northern Summit County in the town of Richfield. It's right almost exactly where the Interstate 77 and Ohio Turnpike Interstate 80 exchange is. In fact, looking out of the meeting room, you can see the toll booths for the Ohio Turnpike. That's how close we are to that. And so we invite you to visit. We meet there in the meeting room of the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. And we meet there 7 o'clock until 9. You don't have to stay the entire 2 hours, but most people like to. And we have refreshments, and it's an informal setting. And it's designed to allow you to ask questions. Now, obviously, at other times, such as our Sunday morning service, I do present a more directed Bible study. We're currently on Sunday mornings, and we, by the way, we meet in the same location at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. We meet there for our church services on Sunday as well, Sunday morning and Sunday evening. Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, we have our morning Bible study, and currently we're looking at the Feasts of Leviticus chapter 23. We've just completed looking at the four spring feasts, and we have begun looking at the four autumn feasts, and specifically we're looking at how they are fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ. And from our study, it's evident that Jesus Christ fulfilled the types of the spring feast in his first coming. And I believe that he's going to fulfill the types that are presented in the autumn feast in his second coming. So that's what we're doing Sunday mornings and at 10 o'clock. And, you know, it's again, it's not a real stuffy sort of an atmosphere. People ask questions as we're going through it, so we invite you to come from that. Then at 11 o'clock, we have our regular morning worship service time, congregational songs and, you know, the regular type of a church atmosphere. And I am currently preaching through the Gospel of Luke on Sunday mornings. We are just going chapter by chapter, verse by verse. Sometimes we spend a little time on just a few verses, or sometimes we Just jump through a larger section at a time, but we're just kind of going as the Lord leads us through the Gospel of Luke currently on Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock. We're generally done by sometime around quarter after 12:30. I'd say probably a little closer to 12:30 usually by the time we're all done, and certainly invite you to come for that. Then, of course, on Sunday evening, we have our Sunday evening service. A lot of times people think Sunday morning service and the Sunday evening service are the same thing, and it may be in some churches, but our church, we have a different format on Sunday evening, and again, it's at the same location, the Richfield Bible Baptist Church meeting at the Holiday Inn Express, 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. And we have at 6 o'clock our Sunday evening service where we are going through the book of Jeremiah right now. Jeremiah is a challenging book, and I've often thought, I really feel kind of bad for Jeremiah considering the type of ministry he was given. Jeremiah actually preached during the glory days of the national revival in Judah under King Josiah, and then he continued his ministry all the way up until the time that the Babylonians conquered Jerusalem and destroyed the temple. And he had to oversee the downfall of his nation. And that had to be a difficult time. So we've been going through that, and it's a challenging book to go through, but it's got a lot of information, a lot of things, that principles that we can learn from. Kind of reminds me of today. I mean, I look at what's happening in the world around us today, and it kind of looks like we're in the downfall of America on the world scene. The Secretary of Defense just earlier this week, I guess it was, issued a statement about cutting back the Army to pre-World War II levels and suggesting that we're just going to have to get used to a world in which America is no longer the preeminent military power. And we see a nation that's turned away from God, a nation that is not just merely tolerating and accepting immorality in all forms, whether it's the same-sex marriage that we see being pushed, and special rights for homosexuals, and abortion on demand, and all of this, but not just tolerating and accepting that, but now a point where our nation has started to endorse it, and actually we see going beyond endorsing to forcing. I was thinking of the controversy out in Arizona, where the state had passed some legislation that would allow Christians in their businesses to refuse to do business that would go contrary to their religious beliefs. Now, my wife is an RN, and as a registered nurse, she had to grapple with the thought that if she worked in a hospital, performed abortions, would she, as a born-again believer, be forced to perform or participate in an abortion against her will? Now, there's supposed to be, provisions to allow for conscientious objection in that area, but some of the things under Obamacare and some of the other things that we see out there today seem to threaten that. And this situation in Arizona revolved around a baker, a small baker. They were born-again Christians, and you've probably heard some of this story already. They were asked to do a wedding cake for two homosexuals that were going to marry each other, and they said that, their religious beliefs, they would not be comfortable doing that. They declined to accept the order, and they even suggested, I believe, some other people that would be more than willing to make the cake and do good work for them. And no, they had to sue this baker to force them. Now, I remember my daughter got married. When you're working with people that are providing services at a wedding, don't you think it makes sense that you want people you're comfortable with and you want people that are happy to do the work? I mean, this is supposed to be a special day. Now, putting aside the immorality of men marrying men and women marrying women, but think about it. On a wedding day, it's supposed to be a special day. Why do you want to force somebody that doesn't want to be there? I heard somebody talking about, you know, the case where some Christian photographers ran afoul of a similar situation. They were asked to photograph a same-sex marriage, and they declined as it was a violation of their religious beliefs, and they declined. There were other photographers more than happy to do it. The only ones being hurt in this case was the photographer who lost the money for not doing the job, and they were sued. They wanted to be there, and the guy said, yeah, I'd like to see the pictures from that wedding. And it probably had heads chopped off, things out of focus, moving cameras and things like that. And why would you entrust somebody who doesn't want to be there with your special day? Well, that makes sense. But see, the truth of the matter is we've gone beyond tolerance and acceptance. We're going beyond endorsement. It's now forcing all manner of immorality and beliefs contrary to the Word of God on Christians. Now, would they force, for instance, a Muslim group to cater a dinner for the National Pork Growers Association? I'm not sure what the name. There is a group dedicated to raising pigs, but why would you go to a Muslim group or even a Jewish group and ask them to cater your event in an event surrounding raising pigs? You know that's contrary to their beliefs. You wouldn't want to put them through that, and they wouldn't be comfortable. Would you want somebody who's a vegetarian to cater your event? You're saying that you were a hunters group and you were going to have a big thing, and you wanted a vegan group to cater your event. It makes no sense, and that's because it's not about their rights. It's about enforcing their beliefs on others. And we live in a country where we're supposed to have freedom, a freedom of religion, and along with that, freedom of speech. Well, kind of drifting here a little bit from where I was going, I was talking about our church services and certainly want to invite you out to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, where we meet, 5171 Brecksville Road, and going through our service times there. But of course, you can give us a call too if you've got a question here for us right now at 888-677-9673. That's toll free, 888-677-9673. We don't always get as many callers on a Friday afternoon as we do on Sunday nights, for instance, and that's where I was headed. In addition to our Sunday morning Bible study at 10 o'clock, our Sunday morning worship service at 11 o'clock, our Sunday evening worship service at 6 o'clock, we also have, of course, a radio program, Late Night Live with Pastor Al, that comes on the air the same station, 1220 WHKW, at 11 o'clock on Sunday nights, and it runs for a whole hour, 11 o'clock until midnight. And we usually get quite a number of calls there and about a variety of topics, and we try to do that. And I realize with the time frame that we have here on Friday afternoons, with being limited to a half an hour, it's kind of hard sometimes to get calls in. And one of the things that I would like to encourage you to do, if you can't get a chance to call in at the program, and if you can't make it to our Friday night Bible study there at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express in Richfield, you can email a question to us at pastoral@maplenoel.us. That's pastoral@maplenoel, Maple Knoll spelled MapleKnoll.us. And we can take those questions and we can address them on the air, and we'd love to be able to do that. Well, actually, we do have a couple callers calling in right now, and I appreciate that. This is Live with Pastor Al, 888-677-9673. We have Nancy in Euclid calling. Nancy, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Pastor Al, and I was just very, very interested in your comments about how the government has gone from, you know, us, you know, just forcing us into this immorality regarding abortion, homosexuality, and then the right to bear arms is sort of still, you know, not being addressed yet. But did you know that this week marks the 5th birthday for the Tea Party?
I was listening to some people talking about that on the radio, and it's kind of interesting. I had a caller one time on our Sunday night program, and we were talking about some of the things that the current administration had done that were contrary to the Bible. And I was talking about some of the passages in the Bible, such as Proverbs 29:2, where it says, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn." And Proverbs 28:28, where it says, "When the wicked rise, men hide themselves, but when they perish, the righteous increase." And then, of course, Proverbs 29:8, where it says, "Scornful men bring a city into a snare, but wise men turn away wrath." And they say, "Can you say one good thing about President Obama?" And I said, "Yeah, absolutely. He helped the Tea Party get started." So
That's true. I'll tell you,
it wouldn't have happened without him.
Yeah, that's what inspired my friend and I to have 3 Euclid Tea Parties.
Right.
And I'm not mentioning his name, but he was talking about we were going to have a 4th one. And he does. I hope he's not listening. But he said, because I always had a lot of preachers on there, you know, Pastor Sanders and all his preacher friends. And they did an excellent job, and there was more preachers than politicians on there. And he said, "Well, for our next Tea Party, we're just going to have one preacher and the rest politicians." I said, "No, not if I'm in charge." But I said, because to me, the biblical issues are the most important, and everything revolves around the Bible. But anyhow, Yeah, so anyhow, I just I'm just so, you know, I'm so angry at this current administration. But I've heard you say we deserve what we get because we voted them in. It's like God's punishment, it's God's judgment on us. And I can see that even though the righteous remnant, which I hope I'm included in, you know, doesn't go along with what he believes in, but I think it does force us to rise up and, you know, make our biblical views vocal.
Oh, absolutely.
Why we had the Tea Party. That's why I had the Tea Party. It's not really for the... Now, that's important about the spending, you know, the exorbitant spending, but the erosion of biblical values is what really got my finger up.
And really, Christians were very, very important and influential in the founding of our country. There's a great book out there called America in Crimson by, I think it's James Beller. And he really tracks the influence of Bible-believing Christians on the founding of this country. Tremendous book. I wholeheartedly recommend that. America in Crimson, I believe the name is
Crimson.
James Beller.
Is that C-R-I-M-S-O-N?
Yeah, like the color.
S-O-N?
Yeah,
okay.
I believe so. Yeah, the color red, crimson. And, you know, we are, with the Tea Party, I think, is kind of a fulfillment of what Samuel Adams said. One of our founding fathers, he said, "If ever time should come when vain and aspiring men shall possess the highest seats in government, our country will stand in need of its experienced patriots to prevent its ruin." And
excellent. Who said that?
Samuel Adams.
Oh, excellent.
So, hey, I appreciate that. I got another caller calling in as well.
Okay, well, thank you. So, thank you for addressing that, and I appreciate your show very, very much. And keep up the good work.
Well, thank you, Nancy. Keep praying for us.
I couldn't do without
the prayers of God's people. So
thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thanks for calling. And, of course, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al, 888-677-9673. We've got Johanna, I believe, calling in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Al. How are you doing?
Glad to have you on with us. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. You know, I want to make a comment about going back to the cakes.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord has called us to be wise as serpents, as harmless as doves.
Right.
And I talked to the gentleman, one of the gentlemen, about the cake.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, bake the cake. Bake it.
Yeah.
But what you do is you wrap it. And the wrapping paper you use, you start using it for everybody. And there is therefore now no condemnation for them and those who are in Christ Jesus.
You know,
leave room for God to move. And that's what I'm learning. And
yeah.
Do you think they're going to want to hang around wanting everybody to bake cakes and do stuff for them?
Well, you know, and you bring up a good point, because I think these things should be handled on the individual cases. We don't need the heavy-handed courts coming in and forcing people to do these things. But yeah, I think you're right. And I hadn't quite thought about it, but seeing these guys baking the cake for this group, you know, usually we look at it from the Christian point of view and say, well, you're endorsing the activity. But if every step of the way they explained their beliefs and they shared Christ with these people,
mm-hmm.
it probably wouldn't be too long before they'd be looking for another baker anyways. But
thank you. They ain't going to want to come back up in there. Hey, look, word to get out real quick on it.
Yeah.
And I think we need to start handling in the courts with letting them know in Christ, you know, there is mm-hmm. no condemnation. So when we still dealing with the president, you know, start signing it on there.
Mm-hmm.
Start signing it.
Right.
So start putting the scripture down, because the Lord said his word will not return back what?
Void.
He's going to act
right.
on it. He's going to move on
That's
it.
Right.
So
and
we want to see changes. We got to stop doing man's way and start doing it God's way.
You're exactly right. And you know, what's happened is a lot of times Christians in the past have stayed out of the public arena on their own. They didn't need the liberals to boot them out of the public arena. They stayed out. And that's really why vain and aspiring men, as Samuel Adams said, have risen to prominence and throughout the government. I'm talking about the courts, the Senate, the House, the executive, all these areas, and even through our states and local governments. And that's because God's people have not been praying like they should be for those in authority over them, and they've not been getting out there and getting involved, have they? I mean,
you know what? We got to leave the door open for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're true to him, he'll be true to us.
Right. And if you're going to be salt and light, you've got to be walking with Christ.
That's it.
And the key is you've got to be walking. You've got to be doing something. You can't just sit in the church and say, well, it's a shame the world's the way it is. No, you got to get out the doors and influence the society around us with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and a testimony for him.
Yes, I agree with you wholeheartedly. Hey, thanks, Pastor Allen.
Hey, thank you very much.
I'll be seeing you one day soon, Lord willing.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Good to have your call. Thank you very much for the call.
Thank you. You have a great day.
Appreciate that.
Okay.
And, of course, you're listening live with Pastor Al. Good to have some callers calling in today. We've got a couple minutes left in the program, and I think we're going to be able to get one more caller in here yet this afternoon. But caller brought up a good point. We need to be involved. And let me remind you, primary elections are coming up, I want to say in May. I'll have to check the dates on that sometime here, in Ohio at least. And, you know, I work the elections at the toll booth or the voting booths where you go in to vote. And it just amazes me how few people come in to vote during the primaries and then complain in the general election at the people that they have to choose from. Christians need to get out. They need to get involved. They need to know who's running, and they need to vote, and they need to be salt and light. We can get one more caller in here. We've got Marge. Marge, got a couple of moments left, and welcome to the program.
Okay, Pastor Al, this is Grandma Marge.
Hi,
I want to invite everybody to go to Isaiah 61 and read that very carefully, because God planted us on earth, and he intended for us to be trees of righteousness.
Right.
So if we return to the rules of righteousness in Isaiah and all through the book, we can restore our country, but we must do it, work together.
You're exactly right. I appreciate that. And we are here for a purpose. We're here for a reason. I was talking with my daughter the other day, and she's talking about a missionary that came to their church saying, well, I wasn't born in the right time. And my reaction to that, I said, no, you were born the time God placed you. God placed every one of us here for a reason, just like he put Jeremiah there at the end of the kingdom of Judah, because he wanted him to speak words of righteousness to the people that needed to hear it. Grandma Mars, thank you for the call, and I want to thank all of our callers here today, and I want to thank you for listening and encourage you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. We believe that that it's not wrong to ask questions. I've thought about this before, and I've been places, and maybe you have as well, where people say, oh, you shouldn't ask questions, just believe. No, God put something between your ears to do more and keep your ears apart. And ask questions and search that Word of God. It is truth. God bless. Join us again next week.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. You can contact Pastor Al by calling 330-659-6561 or by writing Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Pastor Al invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday night at 6. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express from 7 to 9. You can learn more about Pastor Al and the Bible Baptist Church online at live.maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation with Pastor Al this Sunday night at 11 p.m. and again next Friday afternoon at 1:30 on AM 1220 The Word. The preceding program has been sponsored by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield.
The preceding program's